When we pulled one time while she's playing at Lafayette, there was a white girl named Catherine used to come up to see me. And this particular day, I brought Catherine up and we went to the parlor. No, I mean Lafayette. And put her in the box seat. And after the first show, Bess used to always sneak out and go into a bar there. And they had a side entrance that landed out into the alley there near the theater. Mm-hmm. And Bess would slip on anything and run in there. And that's where we used to go in there and go into the women's room. And the bartender knew what was happening. He'd come there and bring in the stuff. And we'd get drunk in the ladies' room.
Wow.
The liquor would be served in the ladies' room. So Catherine, this particular night, Cozy Cole was playing down on Broadway this time. And he went over so great, he, in the back room of this bar, all performers used to rent that back room. It was a great big back room. And he was having a ball there. Well, Bessie was playing at the Lafayette. She was invited to come after the show and join everybody. And nothing in there but performers, and they kept the door locked and wouldn't let nobody in there except performers. And free for all, you know, for all the performers. So Catherine was up that night, and Catherine and I and Bessie, after show, had got dressed. And we thought Jack had gone on off somewhere, because he used to like to gamble. He gambled so much, he gambled a car away that Bessie bought from, that Cadillac. And Bessie had to go get it out of pawn, where he done pawned it in the crap game he had, or cards, whatever he played. But anyway, we thought he'd been gone off to gamble. Well, we know they wouldn't let Jack in once we got inside, because he wasn't, a performer. So just as we got dressed and got out there and went into the side entrance, and Bessie had a hand like this, and, oh, we're going to ball tonight. And said, wham, one knock on the door, and Jack come there and knocked her down. And that's the first time that Captain been up there with the colored people. She didn't know who Jack was. And we knocked Jack and Bessie down. So her face turned white. Now I turned around and saw him with Jack, and I just went for the front door of the bar and out. And Captain, child, I didn't know that little woman could run. She kept right behind me, and we know that Bessie done got loose and was following us. And we were running so fast, and the cab was coming, going down. And she said, "Mister, stop on the next corner," Bessie hollered to the cab driver. Mm-hmm. And we were running so fast, honey, and the cab stopped. And Jack was way down there about a block behind us trying to catch us. We jumped in that cab, said, "Hurry up, that man has helped up a man down there, and he's coming because he know we seen he's going to kill us." And the cab driver got scared, and he tore out with us. She said, "Keep driving till I tell you stop." And how did we do? She said, "Turn this corner." So he turned the corner and went up to 7th Avenue, went up to 8th Avenue, because we was on 7th Avenue, the 7th Avenue where the Lafayette Theater was. So she said, "Turn up this block," because she thought if Jack did get a cab, he would know which block she turned up.
Right.
He turned up, and it was a one-way street. But we got through there, though. Was coming the opposite way. The other cab couldn't have come up that block no way. And she said, "I'll give you $20. You just turn right here." Man turned, zoom and zip, up there we went. And we got up on 8th Avenue. We jumped out, honey, and gave the man, Bessie gave him a $20 bill, and we run in the first hallway we seen, the house. And we stood there to see if Jack was following us. We stood there for about half an hour, and poor Catherine, I felt so sorry for that woman. First time she'd been amongst a lot of colored people. We had forgot about Catherine. Catherine kept right up with us. We had forgot her. I was scared, because Jack, every time I'd be running to Bessie, "I told you to stay away from her," didn't I? Wham! He used to slap me down, too. So I used to outrun Bessie, honey, when Jack come around.
Yeah.
We did that all the time when we was out on the road, running from Jack. Because I had come back home in the winter to go to school, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And this was when she had Marie and all that bunch. Okay. But the Lillian and I was there, had just finished the school. The school had closed for the summer, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And she took me and Lily back, but I had been with them before that.
I see. Well, how did she meet Lillian?
Through me. I told you. I begged the little, when she came to record, back to New York to record, the school was closed. So she said, I'm taking you back, Ruby. I said, well, take Lily too. Well, what can she do? So she did a few steps there in front of Bessie, but Bessie said, all right, you get back, the girls will learn the routine in time, because we were just making one night. She made a few mistakes. It didn't make much difference, you know.
Yeah.
And so Lily went on back. Lily was my girlfriend.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We went to school together.
But was Bessie interested in Lillian?
Not then.
No.
This when we got out and that was in Birmingham. Birmingham, when we played the frolic, that Jack went hunting.
Yeah.
And Bessie got the clown and then the hotel as usual. All she had to know was when Jack would go off somewhere.
Uh-huh.
And so we all had a habit of going from one, to a bunch of us go into rooms and we would see how pretty our negligees could be and walking all over the hotel. Nothing but performance in the hotel.
Uh-huh.
And so this particular night, Bessie got to drinking. All of us drinking in one room. And Bessie came over and whispered to me, you know, I like that gal. Well, I didn't know at first what she meant. Then, both of us was green to the fact.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, well, I'm glad you like her. She's doing good, ain't she? I thought she meant about the routines. She says, no, I don't mean like that. He said, oh, I'd rather tell her. You ain't got to know what I'm talking about. You don't know nothing and you can't tell nothing. She said that to me all the time, but she trusted me, though. So when we all went to start going to our rooms, Bessie said, Lillian started in her room. She said, Lily and I was rooming together,
mm-hmm.
see? And she said, Lily, come over here. I got to show you something. And so I didn't see Lily no more that night. Now I had been drinking and I fell asleep. They always do that, get me high. So half of it I don't see, you know. So Lillian come in the next morning and I didn't know she had stayed out all night. It had stayed out the rest of the night because it was almost morning when we came down from the room drinking. And so Lillian said, Ruby, I got something to tell you. I said, what? She said, you know, Bessie did something to me last night. I said, what she do? You got drunk and beat you up? Because I know that's all Bessie was good for. She get drunk and you said something she don't like, she'll knock you down, you know?
Yeah.
So I thought Lily and her talked out of place. She said, no, I don't mean that. It would have been better if that's the way it is. She said, I feel so ashamed of myself. So she finally told me what happened.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, I was so ashamed, Ruby, she said, first. And she said, you don't know what you missing, Ruby. Meantime, girl was on the show, Bula. That's the one Jack beat up about me. And Bula was liking me, but I knew she was like that. Because different girls had said that she had messed around with different... Her husband was named Woods. He's the one who was playing the piano at the time. I'll never forget that, Woods. Was his last name. In fact, that's what everybody called him, Woods. So, Bula was liking me, so she said, why don't you try with Bula likes you, why don't you try? I said, no, I don't want to be there. I don't think I'd like nothing like that. I like a boy. She said, I like him too, but she said, you like women better. So she was trying to sell me the idea because she then got messed up. Now she wants to put me in it too. So nothing happened as far as I was concerned until after we left Birmingham. We played Bessemer, Alabama then. Because you go from the man that owns the Frolic Theater in Birmingham owns the Frolic Theater in Bessemer.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But usually when you play Bessemer, you still keep the same room in Birmingham, and you get on this little, at that time was trolley cars, and they had one trolley car hitched to the other one, and one was for the blacks and one was for the whites. I remember that well. And So we got on this trolley and went into Bessemer each day for the show. And that's when we stayed in Bessemer overnight. And Jack was off somewhere as usual. I guess he was having his fun too in his own way, you know. Mm-hmm. And he got sick of us too, you know, raising hell all the time. And Jack just got tired of us.